Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we want to talk about Prayer Mountain in Dallas, Texas. Listen, God gives us the opportunity to talk with him. I mean, think about it. You know, the President of the United States is the most powerful man in the world, and people line up to have meetings with him. They schedule them, you know, months in advance. All these different things happen. They wait hours and a bunch of screening just to get 5 minutes, literally 5 minutes with the president. And you better know what you have all your ducks in a row, because that's all you're going to have if you have a five-minute meeting with him. And that's it. Once it's over, it's done. And you may never, you know, that's it. And you know what? God gives you more than 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the opportunity. His doors are always open. And you have access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he desires that you talk with him. He desires that you open up your heart to him and that you position yourself in a place where you can seek him out. And prayer is a much needed thing. Oftentimes, I believe it's neglected, because I think many people have the tendency to try to come up with solutions on their own, and prayer sometimes becomes a last resort instead of a first resort. And that's how you know about a prayer life. It should always be your first resort, not your last resort. That everything should come out of a place of prayer and out of a position of humility that says, if the Lord wills, you know, we're going to take it to prayer. But if the Lord wills, then we will go, or we will do. But God's the one's in charge, right? God's the one that calls the shot. He's the shot caller. And we want to honor him by saying, God, do you even want us involved? Do you want us to go? Is it yes? Is it no? Because we want to live lives that glorify him. He is the center of our hearts. He is the center of our lives. And believe it or not, it's all about him. It's all about him. And so we want you to see about a miracle that took place. There's a prayer ministry that has been going on for quite a while in Dallas, upon this mountain, and they've seen all sorts of miracles and all sorts of stuff. It has nothing to do with the mountain, by the way, but it's a place where they just pray. It has to do with prayer, and it does have to do with God, who is the God who answers prayers. And we want you to see this, because I want you to be encouraged, because every one of us, listen, we have the opportunity to not only know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, but we have the opportunity every day to seek him out. And I never forget this. I heard someone say, you can have as much of God as you want. Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, that's interesting. The question is, how much do you want? Because the door is always open. The door is always open, and he always has time for you. Watch this as we learn more about what's happening on Prayer Mountain in Dallas, Texas. Watch this.
At the young age of 6, Viviana Ruiz faced a diagnosis of leukemia.
We didn't know the Lord. We weren't saved. We were just going through life. We just didn't know what was happening. I was in first grade when I was diagnosed. And, you know, as you could imagine, like, our whole just life just completely just kind of crashed.
Then came chemotherapy, and Viviana could barely stand the pain.
One day, I was later on in my treatments, I was feeling really, really sick, and they had already done everything they could whenever I was feeling sick from the chemo and the cancer, because, like, you feel so sick from the cancer already, but then the chemo makes you, it kills everything, not just the cancer. And the doctor says there's nothing else we can do.
Around the same time, a family friend convinced Viviana's mom to bring her here to Prayer Mountain.
She brought me in. She sat on that side of the pews, and I was asleep. I fell asleep, and my mom said that the whole church stopped, and, you know, Pastor Albert stopped the congregation and had everyone come, and they all laid hands on me and prayed for me, and I was asleep through all of it. And then when I woke up, my mom said that I was completely better. I was a new little girl. You know, none of that was affecting me.
Thanks to that miracle on the Mount, the entire family would eventually come to know Christ. Miracles happen here on a regular basis. Pastor Robert Summers and his wife Joanne discovered Prayer Mountain nearly 30 years ago. They say God told them to buy it and build a prayer center at its summit. Since then, they've added a garden, prayer rooms, and a prayer deck overlooking the city. In Dallas, where everything's big, people are climbing the biggest mountain seeking God, and he's answering back in miraculous ways. The word mountain may be a bit of a stretch. Its peak stands at only about 900 feet, but when you reach the top, the views are spectacular.
We have a lineage of prayer in our families that goes all the way back, parents, grandparents, and we know the importance of prayer and what prayer can do to change things.
In the mid-90s, Joanne and her mother were featured in a 700 Club story called The Seadrift Intercessors. It told the miraculous tale of a group of World War II survivors. The women from Joanne's church gathered daily, interceding for all 52 men from their congregation that were sent into battle, and all 52 returned home safely. She took that experience and now teaches it to a new group of intercessors, including politicians.
For the last 20 years or so that we've been here, every mayor in Dallas, or wannabe mayor, has come out here and ask us to pray with them.
And to the city's young people.
What we couldn't see while we were there at Dallas Baptist University was that the Lord is weaving us into the fabric of this mountain.
As we come together for different denominations, different ethnic groups, and we agree in the place of prayer, it releases power.
Just ask Viviana. She's 20 years old now and gives credit to God and the new generation of intercessors.
I was healed, hallelujah. And just like by his stripes, I was healed, and like I am so grateful for the doctors and the people that, that helped and everything, and for all they have done. And they were just so supportive, but I wouldn't be here without the Lord today. Constantly, the church would tell my mom, she will not die but live and proclaim what the Lord has done. And now, here I am, all glory to God.
Jennifer Wishon, CBN News, Dallas, Texas.
She will not die, she will live and declare the glories of God. My goodness, don't you love that prayer?
Powerful.
Powerful. Listen, we need to pray. And you know what? I'm excited about that because, we believe in prayer. It's something that we've been doing now for, five years? On every Monday, we have a group of us, that pray all together on a kind of a 24-hour prayer watch, if you will. And people take different shifts. And it's been happening for 5 years. And it's wonderful to be in a place that we have a full day of dedication. God's growing us in this type of grace, and maybe more days we'll be privileged to participate in. But it's a time of focus intercession. And intercession is a time where we stand in the gap for someone or people or things, and ask God to intervene. And I love to hear about that story, the Seadrift Intercessors.
Mm-hmm.
Seadrift Intercessors, where they prayed during the war. It's amazing to me. It's beautiful. For 52 of their servicemen that were called out of their church. Isn't it amazing? To be at war. And they prayed for every single one of them. I think 52 weeks in a year, 52 servicemen, and they all came back alive. And what beautiful. What a powerful testament to the power of prayer and what we can do when we join together and say, hey, we can be united in seeking the heart of God. We can be united in going after the Lord and standing in the gap. And it doesn't need to be our last resort. It needs to be our first resort. And I think about, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, that's God's people, right? Who are called that's by right. my name, we carry his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will humble themselves and pray. It's not just humbling ourselves. It's putting ourselves in a place where we're low, where we're dependent, and that we seek God for all the answers. I mean, we don't have all the answers. He's the one that has the answers. Mm-hmm. But we're living in a time where there's so many things happening that it's time for us to say, it's not how much we can do, but what God has already done and what he can do. But we got to seek his heart. God, what is your heart about this situation? What do you want us to do about this situation? And I want to encourage you today that maybe you've tried everything, you know, in your own power, in your own strength. And I just think about, you know, the scripture says it's not by power, but by, you know, might, but it's by God's spirit. And it's about being able to seek him for answers. It's able to seek him for revelation. And I want to encourage you to walk in a place where your prayer life becomes one of the most central things in your life. And you just don't have to pray at a certain time of the day. You don't have to pray in a certain location. You can live a lifestyle of prayer, because a lifestyle of prayer is one is that you're in continual communion with God. So you can pray during your abiding time, and you can pray while you're driving, and you can pray while you're working, maybe, and you can you can pray throughout the day, and it's one long continual conversation, and you'll see God move mountains on your behalf, and you'll see God answer prayers. And I love the fact how this young girl was healed in the name of Jesus, because there was a praying church who laid their hands on her and says, hey, you're not going to die, but you're going to live, and you're going to declare the glories of the Lord. We believe in prayer. We're praying at the VFM Dream Center, and we do that every single Sunday, as well as a specific time of prayer. And we believe that God is on the move, and he's definitely hearing our prayers. We encourage you to do the same.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.